Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're going to try to offer reactions on both the risk question and the risk mitigation measures question in this intervention, and then we'll return to the confidence building measures at a later time. Now, on the risks themselves, we agree with many of the overall points that others, including the UK and Switzerland, have made today. The first is that many of these risks are subsidiary risks of broader and overarching risks on the list. And the second is that we already have a significant body of consensus language on risks, including in the guiding principles and in prior GGE reports. For our delegation, the most important risk to focus on and seek to mitigate is the risk of unintended engagements, which is closely related to the final bullet on risk of harm to civilians. We consider many of the risks identified in the bullets as related to these two overarching risks, and do not think the risk of unintended engagement should be merged with the loss of control over a system or the loss of human control, as these are not the same concepts. To respond to the point that the delegate from ICRAC just raised, the US delegation considers the risk of unintended engagements to mean that the weapons system is engaging targets that the system operator did not intend to engage. So in that sense, it's broader than just civilian harm. The loss of control over a system does not necessarily lead to unintended engagements, and unintended engagements may be caused by a variety of factors, including but not only through the loss of control over a system. Now, just briefly with respect to the point about using previously agreed language, we did want to reiterate the point made by others that we have consensus language on many of these risks. So just for example, with regard to the risk noted in the list as loss of human control in the first bullet, we would point to the 2019 report, where we have several paragraphs that reflect this general concern, such as guiding principle D, which refers to a responsible chain of human command and control. Another option, consistent with the paragraph that we agreed in our 2023 report in paragraph 21C, could simply be to omit the word human and refer to a loss of control. With regard to the second bullet that begins with unpredictable system behavior, we think this bullet needs a little bit of clarification. We should focus on unpredictability that may be related to unintended engagements or risks to civilians. So again, this is a subsidiary to those two broader risks. Finally, with regard to the third bullet on reliability, this is not a risk as we see it, so we would remove that from the list. And then lastly, on the issue of bias, we would recommend describing the risk as unintended bias in AI capabilities. We suggest to add the word unintended to be more specific about the type of bias that are problematic. Indeed, distinction is an important IHL requirement. We also think it is appropriate to refer to AI capabilities rather than just generally to AI. Now moving on to risk mitigation measures. This is a topic where the GGE has had many fruitful discussions in the past. In looking at the various proposals that delegations have submitted since 2022, there is really a great deal of overlap and similarity in identifying concrete actions that states should take to ensure and promote compliance with IHL. And we also, again, like the prior topic, already have a body of consensus language that we can expand on. Many of the concrete measures on this list, from rigorous testing and verification to weapons reviews, to understandable human-machine interfaces, are included in the two prior joint proposals co-sponsored by the United States and also in consensus GGE language, including the 2019 and 2023 GGE reports. While not specifically framed as a risk mitigation measure, paragraph 22 of last year's GGE report states that when necessary, states should, inter alia, limit the types of targets that the system can engage and limit the duration, geographical scope, and scale of the operation of the weapon system. Now, in addition to these general points, we did just want to make a few specific comments on a handful of the bullets. We'll start by addressing bullets 9 and 10 together. The 9th bullet addresses the use of a weapon within a responsible chain of human command and control. Our draft articles proposal includes a number of measures that states should implement to ensure comprehensive accountability for the use of autonomous weapons systems, including that states should only deploy laws within the state's general framework for implementation of IHL, such as operation of such system within a responsible chain of human command and control. Thus, as we see it, the 10th bullet, which says permit attribution of responsibility to individuals and states, is not a separate risk mitigation measure, but rather a goal or effect of the measure addressed previously. With respect to the 11th bullet, which begins with the phrase alternative tools to ensure human control, again, we do not see these as measures, but rather as a potential goal or effect of other measures. As our delegation has said many times, human control and human supervision and intervention are not legal requirements. The very purpose of autonomy is to allow machines to carry out tasks that humans have previously performed. That said, measures such as controls and limits on targets, or the incorporation of self-destruct or self-neutralization mechanisms can be risk mitigation measures to reduce the risk of unintended engagements. These measures can be implemented through mechanisms or software programming in the weapon system, but they could also be included as fundamental attributes in the design of the weapon system, such as the maximum amount of fuel available to the system, which would affect its operating duration or its maximum geographic scope, or by the number of munitions that its weapon system carries. Lastly, with respect to the 12th bullet, which begins with ensure predictability, traceability, and accountability, and also mentions things like reliability and explainability, again, these are not measures, but rather a goal or effect of other measures that can be adopted to effectively implement IHL. Our delegation believes that we must give precise and implementable guidance to states on what measures they can take to mitigate the risk of unintended engagement in the use of laws. Ensuring predictability is not a measure, but many of the other measures on the list, from rigorous tests and evaluation to validation and verification measures, these are measures that we think would help address the underlying concerns that delegations who suggested this language have in mind. Thank you, Chair.
I would like to thank the distinguished